We're talking behind my back saying, you know, Rosen's yelling at us again. You know, maybe I don't want to know. I do want to know. No, I don't want to know. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Time to go to the WRGN Radio Bark Newsroom, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
Local news and timeless hits. WRGN, Racine, Kenosha.
Stuart Sepp right after CBS News.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Beryl made landfall between Galveston and Corpus Christi, Texas, 2 hours ago as a dangerous Category 1 storm with torrential rain and winds up to 80 miles an hour. Sharon Trower is with the Brazoria County Emergency Management.
We are continuing to get information and reports of damage from our local jurisdictions, which include power outages and trees down throughout the county.
Correspondent Janice Shamlian is near Houston.
The rains are lashing. I can see the trees blowing. There are power outages already in Sugarland, but we're not impacted by them yet. And it just looks like a very, very bad storm.
Power outages up to more than 320,000 customers right now. The Justice Department says Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud conspiracy charge in connection with its two MAX 737 crashes that killed more than 300 people. Correspondent Robert Legarry.
CBS News has learned that the deal came together after federal prosecutors concluded that based on current statutes and evidence, they could not prove at trial beyond all reasonable doubt that Boeing was criminally responsible for the MAX crashes.
As part of the deal, Boeing has to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in fines and invest in new safety programs. The Joe Biden watch continues, with voters waiting to see whether he answers his party's growing call to drop out of the presidential race. These women in Pennsylvania are split.
He's a fantastic man, and he's done wonderful stuff, but it's time for him to leave.
The party should stand up, stand behind him, and stop all the rhetoric and backbiting.
Mr. Biden defiant in yesterday's campaign stop in Harrisburg. Russian missiles have killed several people and hit a children's hospital in Kyiv. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Crowds of people gathered at the hospital to help remove the rubble, and a new explosion sent many of them running. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky blames Russia for the attack on the children's hospital and other targets with more than 40 missiles. It was the biggest bombardment of the Ukrainian capital in months.
Our parent company at CBS has agreed to a multi-billion dollar merger with Skydance Media. Correspondent Jolene Kent.
Sherry Redstone said in an email to employees late Sunday that she expects the deal to be completed in the first half of next year, pending regulatory approval.
Pittsburgh Pirate rookie Paul Skeens makes history. He's the first player to be taken number one in the draft, then named the MLB All-Star team the following year. The game is a week from tomorrow. S&P futures down 2. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Despite the lack of working smoke alarms, three people were able to get out of a burning Racine home yesterday. It happened at around 3 in the morning at a home on Victory near Radio Park. Racine fire crews got to the scene to find smoke billowing from a second floor and were able to limit the fire to the upper level. A cause is under investigation. A police chase that started in Kenosha County ended with one person dead and 8 people injured in Lake County. It happened Saturday when the driver of a stolen Lexus collided with a GMC Yukon at a busy intersection in Zion. A 32-year-old suspect from Salem was killed, while several adults and children in the GMC sustained injuries. Racine County voters will choose a new county executive in December. The county clerk has set December 19th as the date of a special election to fill the role left vacant by the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The winner of the special election will serve the remainder of the term through April of 2027. A celebration of Delagrave's life will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get a W in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Dodgers 9-2 in Los Angeles. That snapped a Brewers 7-game losing streak at Dodger Stadium. The crew with home runs from Christian Yelich, catcher Eric Haas, and center fielder Blake Perkins on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That Perkins, left field, deep and out of here. Blake Perkins. That's a smooth operator. 5-2 Brewers on Perkins homer.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on Blake Perkins' performance Sunday.
Of course, you got to mention Perkins. Three hits, three RBIs, big homer to extend the lead. Great effort, a lot of guys, great effort.
So the Brewers return home for a game against the Pirates tomorrow night. The Chicago Cubs lost again 7-0 to the Angels at Wrigley Field. A frustrated relief pitcher, the Cubs' Colin Brewer, punched a dugout wall after giving up three runs in one inning. Brewer is now on the 60-day injury list. He broke his left hand. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high right around 80. Rain, maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch by the time it winds down this evening. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Let me tell you guys the most awkward place to run into a homeless person. It's on your way to the Coinstar. No, sir, I don't have any spare change. I was just going to try and flip this into regular money, but thank you. I'm not going to lie, guys, I love taking pictures of people with my cell phone. There's no camera on it, but most people don't know that. It's usually about 45 awkward seconds of friends posing for pictures while I check text messages. Do you guys think birds ever say, hey, I know this sounds crazy, but hear me out. Tomorrow, I'm gonna try and kill two people with one stone.
Eight days a week.
8 days a week, the Beatles, local news and timeless hits at WRJN at 710. Well, look who's here. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation, the executive director. A lot happening downtown Racine. This is a vibrant downtown. A lot of downtowns aren't, but they work hard to keep it vibrant. Always something going on. And, of course, 50,000 people plus line the streets to see the big 4th of July parade going through downtown. That was big because I was in the parade this year. And I didn't realize when you sit in the car watching all these people, there's a lot of people out there. I mean, you can hear stories of them, but when you go from Gould all the way down to the end of Main Street, wow, a lot of people hanging out there. Get close to that microphone. I want to hear everything you have to say. You can move that closer to you if you want. It's just very heavy.
I got you. I'm good.
Okay, you're good. Fine. So that was a big plus. Plus, you had a party there the day before on Monument Square.
This whole weekend was just, downtown was really active this weekend. Yeah, the strike up the 4th on, Wednesday night, Thursday, the parade. Friday was the first Fridays, and I think we had more people down for that first Friday than we've ever had before. And then Saturday we had music, and the streets were just busy and active with people. So it was really just a phenomenal holiday weekend in downtown.
Yeah, all weekend long there was something going on.
There was live music everywhere, people just walking around, shopping, dining. And the amount of people on first Fridays was... It was pretty insane.
A lot of the stores, they stay open for first Fridays?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. They stay open, which is really great. So people, I mean, the sidewalks were just droves of people. Monument Square, you couldn't even, I mean, it was standing room only on Monument Square. It was, and everyone was in such a good mood. Everyone was, it was just a really great community evening, you know, where, you know, so reflective of Racine. And I just loved it. Every age, every demographic, everyone was there coming together.
Grumpy people need not come.
Exactly.
We don't need your grumpiness rubbing off on people. All right, so that was the whole 4th week. I was telling people this morning, you have to get back into the regular work week spirit now, because we all had that week where we faked our sickness, called in sick, we weren't sick.
Well, everybody but the downtown folks who worked there.
And radio people. And,
yes, who worked on weekends.
We can't call in sick either. Now, coming up, the 11th is what, Thursday?
Yes.
Okay, Thursday is the Harbor Market. We love this.
Yeah, this has really been, everybody is loving this market. It is so much fun. We've got live music by The Forecast this Thursday. There's a beer garden. We've got over 30 vendors, food trucks, obviously fresh produce, but we also have just all different vendors selling their wares
local
and their
honey.
Goods. Of course,
local
you
honey.
Can get that. But all sorts of unique things, and the vendor lineup changes each time. So that also makes it new and exciting.
Now, coming up for the first time at Festival Park in years, Salmonorama. It's coming back to Festival
Park. Yes, that kicks off on Friday. And so it's going to be another really busy weekend in downtown. So we're really pumped for
Fish
this.
Fest.
Well, they're really knocking it out of the ballpark. Bringing
5K
out,
events, yeah.
Yeah. And Salmon Unlimited, who's putting on.
Right.
They're doing a great job with that. So there's going to be live music every night, fireworks, tons of food vendors, other vendors as well. It's just so exciting.
You know, I have pictures on my phone of a very young startup congressman joining me for the whole night at Salmonorama, where we used to broadcast there every night, Paul Ryan. He was just a startup, brand new guy, and I got a picture of him on my phone. I'll show you in a few minutes. You see how young he looked. And we sat there at Salmonorama that night. But we broadcast every night from Salmonorama. And, you know, they put us in a boat at one time. They took it on land. But we had a broadcast from a boat, which isn't the most conducive thing to setting up radio equipment on a boat. But we did it. Had a lot of fun doing that. And they get to see the fish weighed and people coming in hoping for the best, crossing their fingers. Do I have a fat one? You know, and we'll see what happens. So Salmonorama. And how many days is that? Is that 10 days?
10 days.
10 days, yeah. All right. Salmonorama kicks off July 12th at Festival Hall. First time it's back there. It was always in the area, but it was down by where the restaurant is down there.
Yeah, it was down over by the Reef Point Brew House. But it's also, I think, their 50th year anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're older than I am. Hardly. Okay. Then on that same day, 4:30 in the afternoon, it's Music on the Monument. Boy, it doesn't stop. Samadorama, Music on the Monument.
Yeah, so you can just park any of the ramps down there, $3.50 all day. And you can hit up Samadorama. You can hit up Monument Square for live music. Obviously, we want you to shop and dine while you're downtown as well. So it's going to be a very active weekend again.
Do you, like, set up a cot at the DRC office?
And sometimes it feels like that.
Because one after another. Now, that's Thursday, the Harbor Market. Friday, Samadorama and Music on the Monument. Saturday Sounds.
Yes, and what's really exciting about this Saturday is Mr. Downtown, which is Craig Audie, who is the lead singer in Mean Jake. So Mean Jake will be performing on Saturday. So anyone who knows Mr. Downtown, I'm sure, should make an effort to come down there. His band is just phenomenal. It's been voted best band in Racine year after year. And, I mean, it's just great music, great guys. Definitely worth it.
Did you ever see the movie That Thing You Do with Tom Hanks?
I don't think so.
There's actually a scene. It wasn't filmed here, but it takes place at the Wisconsin State Fair. There's a scene in there where one of the guys sings the song Mr. Downtown.
Okay.
We got to find that song for you.
Yes.
Mr. Downtown. Oh, that would be a great song.
Let's play that.
Yeah, we'll find that. All right. It's 7:16, and we have Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation here. We've got a lot of events to talk about coming up. You got to keep it right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-886. 9200.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day. Except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Hi, folks. This is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute. When it comes to saving money on your energy bills, I am a big fan of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans can help your heat or your air conditioning go a lot farther. Check this out. The U.S. Department of Energy says that having a ceiling fan on in the summer lets you set your air conditioning up to 4 degrees warmer with no difference in comfort. That saves real money. You got to make sure that the blades are rotating in a counterclockwise direction in the summer so you can pull up the cool air from the floor. In the winter, you turn them the other way. You know, they make sure that the blades are rotating clockwise so you can push the warm air down from the ceiling. Small and medium-sized fans are usually around 40 inches. They can keep a 4 to 6 foot area cool. And a larger fan with like a 52-inch blade span can cool up to 10 feet. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, you can head over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
All right.
ride.
Yes, 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 yes. It's 7:19 on your Monday morning. And Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation is here. We're talking about all the events coming up. We found the song, Mr. Downtown, from That Thing You Do.
We sure did.
It's a real, like, Mr. Downtown, one of those type songs. Yeah, we got to get that for Mr. Downtown. I'm sure we'd like it. Okay, some of the other things coming up on the 19th. Music on the Monument is back. On Saturday Sounds on the 20th. Racine Harbor Market on the 25th. Music on the Monument. Now, Music on the Monument is how often?
So every Friday and Saturday, there is live music on Monument Square from about mid-June until the end of August. So you can count on there being live music when you're down there, which is phenomenal.
Rainouts? If they happen, it's raining.
Not going to happen.
Not going to? Okay, well, good. Well, so according to your schedule, it's never going to rain for the rest of the summer. Okay.
No, don't even say that word.
You know, we do the zoo concerts, and I've been doing them, hosting them for 14 years, and I can only remember one or two days in 14 years we were rained out.
Yeah.
I mean, they play in the rain as long as it's, you know, not light. Once lightning hits, it's all over. They only happen once lightning, and the other time it just rained all day, so we didn't do it. But yeah, lightning only once. You would think that your chances are greater in 14 years of being rained out. But yeah, we don't get rained out a lot.
And it's especially hard with ours because, you know, we often have to make a decision by noon on the day of just to out of respect for the bands. And so, you know, how random this rain has been recently, it's like crossing your fingers, hoping it's going to be good.
So you're telling me electric guitars don't do well in the rain?
Yeah. Apparently not.
All right. Well, now you live and learn. Now, coming up on Saturday, the 27th, Venetian Night at Reef Point Marina.
Yeah, actually, that did get changed to the following Saturday, and it's going to be a part of a brand new event called RiverFest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's going to be really neat.
So RiverFest, that would be in August then.
Yeah. Was it August 3rd?
August 3rd. Okay. So August 3rd. So can you give us any details?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So this is just an all-day event. Includes all of the businesses along our beautiful river. And so in the morning, there's a 5K run. And then throughout the day, I mean, the yacht club is doing sailing lessons, the cardboard boat races at the Harbor Light Yacht Club, which everybody loves. Chart Room will be doing some live music, and there'll be even fireworks at night. The Venetian Nights will be happening as soon as it's dusk. So, like, all day you can just go downtown along the river, and there will be all of these different events. It's a really cool brand new event.
Now, I actually, my wife and I took pictures of a Venetian night. I forget what year it was, but I just couldn't believe how nice it looked. So I took pictures. I know Lake Geneva is always bragging about their Venetian Nights, but ours was. If not better, just as good, if not better.
We're really hoping that this year, because it's, you know, along with this entire RiverFest, as a bigger, you know, event as a whole, that we'll get even more boats. We're hoping for, I mean, the goal, I think, is 40 boats.
When I lived in Georgia, we had something on the river. It was the Chattahoochee River, and it was a big event. Whenever it floats, you can float down the Chattahoochee River on it, which was dangerous because people were putting together strange objects to float on.
Yeah.
They'd tip over. There were lifeguards all along the way. I mean, this...
Well, earlier in the day during the RiverFest is the cardboard boat races.
Yes, but people aren't on the cardboard. That's the big difference.
Yes, they are.
They are on the cardboard. How does cardboard... Doesn't cardboard sink?
Well, that's... They have to be... Yes, you should see the pictures of these. It is a very fun... Yeah, it's... They have to be in the boat.
People were taking
a lot of duct tape is involved.
People were taking bathtubs down there. They were holding on to pipes, you know,
bath
floating.
Tubs?
Yeah, they put a bathtub in the water. Yeah. Hmm. It was, I forget what they called it. It was on the Chattahoochee River in right now it's north of Atlanta. That's where they filmed the movie Deliverance. Give you an idea of what I was dealing with out there. But yeah, it was interesting. The cardboard boat race and Root River Fest. Oh, there it is on the 3rd.
Yeah, so that's why the Venetian Nights sort of shifted by a week just to be a part of that big event. It's going to be phenomenal. We'll be rolling out a lot more information about it, but mark your calendars.
Yeah, we're talking August already.
I know.
All right, now we just had two guests in here, Jim Messier and Carol Gianforte. They were in, I think, a week or so ago. And they're Racine historians, basically the 50s and 60s, what went on either downtown in the area, And one of them was last time they were here, Scoop the Loop. Now, me and you are, well, I didn't live here at the time, but you're a little young for Scoop the Loop. But in the 50s and early 60s, kids used to take their cars and do a loop around downtown. Now, they recently did it and timed it. It was like 5 minutes. So they did it with their present-day cars. And they used to do the loop, and it was scooping the loop. It was, you know, like American Graffiti, you know. Hey, good looking, what's cooking? Coming down the road with your cars. And so this, you have a Scoop the Loop event.
Yeah, every first Friday we have a theme. So, you know, just last week, July 5th, our theme was Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. But our theme for the August 2nd, first Friday, is Scoop the Loop. And we're going to have a classic car show. And we've got Stone Theory, which is a throwback band. And we're just bringing it back, you know, bringing it back to the 50s, 60s, 70s. And so it should be a really fun theme. And it's going
to
be great.
You should talk to Jim Messier sometime at his place. You know where the Von Schroeder building is on 16th Street? He's got a loft in there.
Oh, yeah.
And all the old neon signs and all the old signage from downtown Racine he has.
Oh, that's amazing.
He kept it there. Now, it's not plugged in, but it's on display if you want to see it, including the Nelson sign that was on downtown here. Not downtown, but right, you know, in West Racine. So he's got all that stuff on there. But they were talking about scooping the loop as kids and the car. You load up all the kids you can and just keep driving around just in circles downtown and just looping around. Now, they did a whole thing at the Golden Rondel on Scooping the Loop where they put the maps on the screen and they had people there who did it back when they were kids. Now they're old people on, you know, Medicare. But back then, it's fun.
Yeah, we did this theme last year. And so we brought it back because I think a lot of parents and grandparents were excited to bring their kids and grandkids down there for the first Friday just to look at the cars and just the throwback music. You know,
like the music we play.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's great. So we're excited to bring it back again.
The what was I going to say about that? Hold on, I lost my screen here. So Scooping the Loop we were talking about. Oh, classic cars. So in the 4th of July parade, Lou Regani, who does our Sunday mornings here at WRJN, he has about 8 classic cars. And he was going to bring one of his cars, a convertible, but it was really small. And he said, I don't think we're both going to fit in this thing. And I said, I don't want to get too cozy, so pick a different car. He picked a 1951 Frazier, which was probably a Scoop in the Loop type car. And we got a picture of it here. And we rode in that. And I got to tell you something. Those classic cars were not as comfy as you think they are. I mean, they, you know, him with the clutch and the popping of the clutch. And, and you know, they're nice to see, but they weren't comfortable to drive in because we had a bench seat. And in today's cars, one seat can go up, one can go down, depending on where you're sitting. Back then, the whole bench had to go up and the whole bench had to go down. And I'm 6'3", and he had to raise the bench up, and my head was pressed against the ceiling for the entire parade. I couldn't even get my head out the window when people were talking and stuff. They weren't as comfy. They looked great, but they weren't that comfy back then. So anyway, so Scoop the Loop. This is the first Friday's event, and it's coming up on the 2nd of August, and that would be a Friday because it's called First Fridays. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it'll be fun.
What a weekend, too. You got that's a busy weekend.
Those are the days. They're all busy.
Yeah, so boy, you don't take a summer vacation, do you?
Not in the summertime.
Oh, my goodness. All right, one more event before the break here. We got Racine Harbor Market on the 8th, Music on the Monument the 9th. Saturday Sounds, that keeps going all and all and all and all through the entire month of August. You don't stop. And then you've got, it's not Fest on the Streets.
No, it's Feast on the Streets.
Feast on the Streets. You got to get that A in there.
Yes, we are bringing that back.
In September.
The fall edition, because we did it in the spring and it sold out and it was so popular. So basically it's, you know, you get to go around. This is a ticketed event, but you go around and you go to 10 different local restaurants and actually have small bite, like plates of food and of every different nationality. So there'll be, you know, Irish, Mexican, Italian, gelato or French gelatos, everything. So, 10 places. It's going to be a fall version, too. So everything will have a little bit of, like, you know.
I can smell it now.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I love these events. And my wife and I love to go there. And since I live close enough, we sometimes walk down. We don't we don't take the car.
Yeah, this is a good one. If you have if you'd like to explore different, you know, different food without having the whole commitment of the entire meal, this is great. People raved about this event. It was so much fun. The food was so good. The restaurants really went above and beyond, and they're planning to go above and beyond again. So we're excited. Yeah.
Kelly Cruz is here, the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. And coming up in a moment, we've got a brand new bookstore coming to downtown we're going to talk about.
Yes, finally.
I love old bookstores. All right, that's coming up at 7:30 at WRJN. We've got the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart. He's standing by watching news for us today. Stuart, what do you have for us?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Despite the lack of working smoke alarms, three people were able to get out of a burning Racine home yesterday. It happened at around 3 in the morning at a home on Victory near Radio Park. Racine fire crews got to the scene to find smoke billowing from a second floor and were able to limit the fire to the upper level. A cause is under investigation. A police chase that started in Kenosha County ended with one person dead and eight people injured in Lake County. It happened Saturday when the driver of a stolen Lexus collided with a GMC Yukon at a busy intersection in Zion. A 32-year-old suspect from Salem was killed, while several adults and children in the GMC sustained injuries. Racine County voters will choose a new county executive in December. The county clerk has set December 19th as the date of a special election to fill the role left vacant by the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The winner of the special election will serve the remainder of the term through April of 2027. A celebration of Delagrave's life will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
About a month from now, Wisconsin will recognize century and sesquicentennial farms that dot the state. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. In fact, during your 4th of July break, you could have driven right by those century sesquicentennial farms. One, in Door County, for example, Patrick Schley is celebrating his family's centennial farm in Door County. He says the story about how his grandfather chose to come to America to escape war and start a new life inspires him every day.
Wolfgang had left his parents and his homeland, and he came to America in 1875. He was 19 years old. He was sent here by his parents because there was the Persian War was going on then. And they didn't want him to fight there, so they put him on a boat to come here. And I guess from the story that Mom had said yesterday, the police were looking for him when he got on the boat, and there was a couple on that boat, and they pulled him toward him. And I think the mother or the woman hugged him up and said, well, this is my son. So the police left him alone, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Patrick Schley talking about his great-grandfather, Wolfgang, who came to Wisconsin back in 1878 to start farming. That farm's still in Door County today. We'll be helping the Wisconsin State Fair to recognize those century and sesquicentennial farms all year long. You can find out more. Go to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. You can listen to previous honorees as well as get a preview of some of this year's honorees there.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And if you're looking for a little change up on your summer fare or options for the grill, think bison. July is National Bison Month, and our Wisconsin bison producers letting you know it's easier to find than ever. In fact, they've got a website where you can purchase Wisconsin bison online. Go to wisconsinbison.com and celebrate. I'm PM Yonke.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high right around 80. Rain, maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch by the time it winds down this evening. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I flew here yesterday. I'm afraid to fly. I love when you get on planes where, like, in the event of a crash landing, your seat cushion doubles as a flotation device. If we're crashing, my seat cushion's gonna double as a toilet. No flotation going on down there. Some of my friends fly those Priceline flights. Ugh, I don't get on those. It's like chickens on board. Priceline, if you don't know, it's this website you go on, you name the price you want to pay, then you just don't get a ticket. It's great. None of the hassles of flying, you know. You're just at home with your bags like, what?
Keep on dancing. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Oh, what do you hear what this kid did? I got to tell you. Kelly Cruz is here, executive director of the DRC. Think about when you were 7 years old.
Okay.
I mean, I just think my biggest thing was, you know, being destructive, breaking things around the house, doing things like that. This seven-year-old in upstate New York did the Heimlich maneuver and saved his classmate's life. He learned it from watching the medical drama The Good Doctor. He knew it was something important he needed to remember. Finally, something worthwhile on TV besides The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. You know, something finally. But could you imagine a seven-year-old kid saving his classmate's life by doing the Heimlich maneuver? 7 years old. I was just out of kindergarten. I mean, I was learning how to get along with people. That's what they were teaching us in kindergarten. Okay. All right. We've got a lot of events coming up. We're up to September. Wow. Before we get to that, we've got a new bookstore opening up.
Oh, yes.
So tell us about this, because I love bookstores, and you find little hidden treasures in there. Because books, you know, people are saying, wow, who reads books anymore? I do.
I love books, yes. And the owners are just phenomenal. So this is going to be on the 400 block of 6th Street in the old cobblestone building. A lot of people remember the cobblestone. It was there for years.
All right, give me what's near there.
Well, the 400 block is...
Oh, I know what the 400 block is.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
It's called Vintage and Modern Books, and it is, so just like the title says, there'll be, of course, all of your modern favorites, but they also have a real knack for finding vintage books. If you are looking for something specific, they can find it for you. They'll have a really great collection. They'll have coffee in there for all the time. The seating's beautiful. They've really, restored the interior. They brought it back to the brick walls. They've refinished the original hardwood floors, which they found underneath the flooring that was there. So it just smells good. It smells like a bookstore. You know, you can't. Something about the smell of books and coffee in the air in a beautiful older building, it's phenomenal.
And when is that open?
They're getting their final approval at council tonight, and then they'll be able to open.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully I'm hoping by this week.
Oh, yeah.
I will make sure I'll do a big announcement for that for everybody to know, and there'll be a ribbon cutting.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Really, the owners are just fantastic. They're so excited to get started. They have so many great books already. So, yeah, make sure you check it out.
There was a movie called 84 Charing Crossroad back in the 80s starring Anne Bancroft and Anthony Hopkins. It was actually produced by Mel Brooks, which was really weird because it wasn't a comedy, just a regular serious movie about a bookstore at 84 Charing Crossroad in London. And that's what they were. They were an old bookstore. And if you were looking for an old book, they helped you find it.
Yes, yes. That's their specialty. So that's really cool. And I also want to mention another brand new store that's opening up in the coming weeks here on 6th Street, the 600 block now on the opposite side. It's called Unraveled. And this is a mother-daughter duo it'll be yarn, crochet, embroidery. They'll be selling all those materials as well as doing classes. So really trying to keep that craft alive. It's going to be really, it's really unique. It's just, I love it. I love how the uniqueness of 6th Street specifically has this really, I don't know, I would say kind of a throwback vibe mm-hmm. to it. And it's really coming alive. The 500 block of 6th Street is about to get, well, it's already had two brand new businesses this year, King's Kitchen and Sixth and Chaos, and then there's three more businesses on that block that are opening up. Tulip Lounge, which would be like a speakeasy, and then a Roku coffee roaster and a Revere art gallery.
Roku coffee roaster.
Yes, they're actually going to roast coffee like they do at Wilson's.
Oh, wow. Oh, just in Wilson's the other day, my wife was buying some tea. Again, I told you I never tasted coffee in my life, but I love the smell of coffee.
Yes.
I just love it because I grew up like that because my parents were huge coffee drinkers all day long, and I grew up smelling it. But I can't. So people say, well, why didn't you ever drink it? I can't answer the question. I just never tasted coffee. I tasted coffee ice cream once, didn't like it, and I think that's probably why. I say, well, if it tastes like coffee ice cream, I don't want it.
I don't think coffee and ice cream should even be a thing.
Well, it's big, though. It was big in our house. My mother always bought coffee ice cream, and I tasted it once because I thought it was chocolate because it looks like chocolate ice cream. And I just, even when you go to get some of these drinks at the Starbucks type places and stuff, they can disguise it as much as they want. It's still coffee. And they put all these little, well, it's chocolate mocha latte with a sprig of parsley, and we got, it doesn't matter. It's coffee. And I think they're vanilla beans stuff once in a while. And I say, it doesn't have any coffee in it, right? No, coffee. Don't even make it with the same machine you make coffee with. But anyway, yeah, so that's good. But you're not drinking coffee this morning. You're drinking a raspberry drink or something?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. You can have coffee, by the way. People bring coffee in here. I don't mind it. I love the smell of coffee, as I said. All right, so in September, we've got Feast on the Streets. That's where we left off. Now, the big one, Party on the Pavement, comes up September 21st.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, yes. We were there at the very first Party on the Pavement broadcasting. I showed you a picture of it. And I always love the fact that we had one of our guys here say that they tore up the entire street downtown. I forget what year it was. They tore up the entire street. They put this brand new street in there. And to open up the grand opening of this new street, they closed it down to traffic. So nobody could drive on it.
Yes, and this is really, so this is our 21st year. So
21 years ago, yeah.
21 years on the 21st, and it has grown every year. We try to get more creative with it every year. In fact, we have hundreds of vendors, about 15,000 or more people attend every year. And so if you are a business or a crafter or anything like that. Vendor apps did just open today on our website. So you can go to RacineDowntown.com and click on the Party on the Pavement tab. But what a wonderful way to get in front of, you know, over 15,000 people. Nonprofits can also apply, food trucks, you name it. There's you can be down there.
Yeah. Okay. So for people that unaware of what Party on the Pavement is, they put a brand new concrete street coming through downtown, beautiful new street, and they closed it off to traffic and celebrated on the street where everybody can walk and they, you know, and they had, again, you
12 blocks worth, yes.
We have food vendors and different things going on.
Yeah.
Dunk the Student in the dunk tank and all that
music,
kind of stuff.
Music, car shows, different BMX show. We've got...
It was 21 years ago?
21 years ago now.
I showed you one of the pictures we had there. It was this, you know, it's in October. At least it used to be. Now you're in September. And it was like freezing cold that day. And we were all wearing winter coats. And we were out there from morning until night, till it was over.
And yeah, that's one of the reasons we do it a little bit earlier, just because that October weather could be snowing or it could be 90 degrees. Where
snowing, bite your lip.
Oh, I know.
We're not talking about
snow. Party on the Pavement, it's going to be phenomenal. We've got some new things up our sleeves for this year. And definitely mark your calendar. And that's a 100%, it's a free event too. So there's so many things you can do down there. And it's free. So that's
September
great.
21st, mark that calendar. Okay. On September 28th, a new event, Soup and Steins. That sounds good. I think, let me guess what it is. You get a stein and you can fill it up with different soups along the way. Close?
No, close, but no cigar.
Okay, what is it?
So it is, it's going to be... Well, a stein, you will get a stein, but there'll be 10 different Oktoberfest, Oktober-flavored beers that you'll be able to sample throughout downtown, and then you'll also be able to sample 10 different soups from different 10 Ooh. Different restaurants. So it's literally October. And then along the way, we're going to be doing all sorts of fun Oktoberfest-themed, you know, there'll be best, what is it, Lederhosen cut? Costume contest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, David Mack won that contest a couple years ago when we used to have a German fest. I have a picture of him.
Oh, I don't want to put that picture in my head if it weren't a leader. Yes, I have
but
seen
yeah,
it, though.
And then we'll be doing this, you know, the Stein mug holding contest and the nails into the, I mean, all sorts of Oktoberfest. So it's just sort of a walking Oktoberfest themed event. Plus you get all these different like soups because it is starting to be fall. And it's going to be fun. I love this. You know, it's a fun new event.
Is it going to be mullikatani soup like on the Soup Nazi episode of Seinfeld? Mullikatani? Soup Nazi?
Yeah. I know the restaurants are going to really come up with some good ones.
That'd be great to get the Soup Nazi in there from Seinfeld. Yeah. That would be great. You now get this image of David Mack with his lederhosen on, and I... You know, nightmares tonight. I did see him, though. He gets into everything. When he goes up to German Fest, him and his wife, Amy, they can wear the outfits.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's great.
Yeah, they like have a traveling road show of different holidays, and they wear the outfits.
You know, I think in this town, people love a reason to dress up, too. Even when we did the mini golf crawl. You know, so many people were in these really funny...
The Tamarshan hats and
different
stuff.
Golfing, matching costumes, outfits. It was so fun to watch. I wasn't expecting as many people as I saw that really went all out with their costumes.
By the way, when it's time to clear out the streets to get everybody off, it's time to close everything down, put me out in lederhosen and I'll get them out of the street. They'll be running for their lives. Kelly Cruz is here from the Downtown Racine Corporation. We're talking about all the events coming up. And a lot more to come, so keep it right here at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties.
If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation is here, Executive Director. Wow, you're a busy person. And this is your busy season. I mean, I think your busy season goes to the end of the year.
Yeah, from May till almost the second week of December, so we have something every single weekend now, which is phenomenal because we really have to activate a downtown. I mean, you know, downtowns just aren't. People don't go downtown the same way that they did 20 years ago. You really have to give people a reason to get down there and park and walk around, spend some time, shop and dine, and just got to get them down there.
Well, I think it's come full circle because what put the downtowns out of business were the shopping malls.
Yes, true.
And the shopping mall just came down.
Yeah, and
Regency also, Mall
yeah, and there's
down.
A lot of communities that are, you know, trying to build these almost false downtowns or fake downtowns, right? If you look at Pleasant Prairie or
Oak Creek. Fake downtowns.
We have, well, you know, they're trying to recreate that same vibe, but the fact that, you know, in Racine, we have this historic, walkable downtown with the best architecture in the state, right on the lake. I mean, it's just incredible if you really think about how lucky we are.
Now, here's a secret. People don't know about downtown Racine. I'm going to tell you the secret now, because once I tell you, it's out. We were on the Parade of Homes once. Now, well, we go a lot, but the Parade of Homes, they take you to different homes all over the Racine area, and they took us to downtown on the rooftop of some of the buildings, and there's actually gardens up there.
There is.
I mean, people actually...
They're beautiful.
Spend their nights out there or their days on the roof of these buildings. It looks like you can't picture it from down below, but you've got to see it.
Well, now you can go to Eve and see what they're seeing.
Oh, you can go up on top?
At Eve?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hotel Verdant. Eve is the rooftop bar.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, and the view. You can see downtown from that angle, and it's beautiful.
But the apartment buildings.
Oh, I know.
Above the stores, there are actually apartments where people live, and the rooftops are just beautiful up there.
They really are.
When I was a kid and in the Bronx, we used to go to Tar Beach. For people that don't know what that is, it's a very strange thing. There were no beaches in the Bronx. So what we used to do was on the rooftop of the apartment buildings where there was all tarred, people used to bring their beach chairs up there and maybe some water for the kids, a little rubber pool and stuff. And they used to call it Tar Beach. And that's where everybody was all day long in the summer. You went up on the roof of these buildings, and it was tarred, you know, like a rooftop of a building. And they used to bring up little tables, food and stuff. And my mother said, we're going up to Tar Beach on the roof of these buildings. Now you look at the roof of these buildings, and they're beautiful. So, yeah. So if you ever go on the Parade of Homes, see if they do that again. That's it's really nice. All right. We also have coming up the Wine Walk. I have a feeling I know exactly what this is, but why don't you tell us?
Yeah, we've been doing these wine walks for several years now, and they are just so popular. It's really fun because you get to go to 30 different locations during the wine walk. Well, you can choose if you only want to hit up 10 or if you really want to make it to all 30. So a lot of the businesses get to participate. There's 20 different wine samples, of course, from Uncorked. And then we've got 10 different beer samples as well. So for people who want to switch it up a little bit, and we really encourage people while they're down there to definitely to shop. It's really a fun shopping day. It's the time of year where it's gorgeous downtown, and it's just It's popular. People have so much fun at our wine walks.
Two in a row.
Yeah, we always do that. So that way, if you can't make it to the one in the fall, you have a chance to go to the next one then.
Also coming up for 2 weeks in a row, the Candy Girl. Now you're talking, I'm not a big candy eater, but when I get started, I'll go.
Well, this is for the kids, not for the adults.
Oh, come on. I'll just melt right in. I'll go on my knees and walk around and nobody will know the difference.
Yeah. So this is just a fun way to get the kids and families downtown, walking around all the stores. Usually we have 40 to 50 participants, participating businesses handing out candy. And it's just, and the kids go in costume, so it's really cute. Yeah, definitely fun.
In November, I'm going to creep into November here for just a little bit. Flannel First Friday, where everybody comes in their flannel pajamas. No, what is
flannel? Yeah, we we want people to wear their flannel shirts, flannel bottoms, whatever you got.
Flannel pajamas in November?
It's a Flannel First Friday. Oh, yeah.
I was just joking. That's really what it is. That's coming up in November. The Beer and Bacon Walk. Bacon. Ooh.
Yeah.
As Homer Simpson would say, bacon. Ooh.
Oh, this one is so fun. Like, all of the different places do bacon-infused appetizers. So there's, beer and bacon soup or bacon jalapeno. And then there's really interesting ones. We've got bacon crumbled cupcakes and we've got bacon cookies.
Ooh.
I mean, they get super creative with what they're doing and they do something different. So if you like, so you're not just literally eating slices of bacon. Instead, you're eating bacon infused foods at 20 different locations, which is super fun.
And I know it's tough talking about this in July, but coming up on November 9th, the holiday parade and tree lighting. Boy, we're already talking about that.
Oh,
huh?
My goodness. Yes. Our holiday parade is so fun because it's a night parade and it's just got this, all of the floats, it's so different, right? I mean, seeing a parade at night and then, of course.
So that big flower pot goes into hiding for a while, the Monument Square, and out comes the Christmas tree.
That is true. Yep, and we did the lighting after that. And then we even have a fireworks show now that we added a couple years ago. I mean, it's not like 4th of July fireworks, but it's fun.
That's still going on every night until like midnight. People shooting off their fireworks in our neighborhood.
I know. Yeah, people probably didn't get through all theirs, I guess.
But we did a poll here. We had a poll. It said 8% of people hate fireworks. And the pollster said, wait till the week after the 4th of July. That number will increase greatly. People can't get this. And some of them are like, boom. And it's like, whoa, what happened? It's 11 o'clock at night and they're still shooting them off. But hopefully sometime this week they'll run out.
I hope so.
They don't have an unlimited supply. At least I don't think they do. What's Ladies Day Out? What's that about?
Oh, yeah. So this is a day where all of the businesses offer something special for ladies. So we encourage all the women to come out and start their holiday shopping, of course, to get there early. But, the businesses will each offer something different. So some will offer free chair massages. Some will offer free makeup. Some will offer food and beverages. Others will offer free gift to every lady who stops in. Oh my God, some have a tarot card reading. I mean, every place does their own thing, which makes it really fun. And so the ladies just walk around and get pampered. It's a day of pampering in downtown for the ladies.
All right, quick review of some of the events coming up the next week or so. We have Racine Harbor Market on the 11th. Salmon-O-Rama kicks in for 10 days on the 12th. It's back. The festival hall with music, because it was just a fishing contest the last few years, and that was it. They brought back all the fun of Salmon-O-Rama, the festival part of Salmon-O-Rama, and that kicks in on the 12th and runs for 10 days. The people at Salmon Unlimited and 5K Events did a great job getting that back together again.
Yeah.
And, of course, you got music on the Monument on the 12th, Saturday Sounds on the 13th, and that continues on right through the month of July. No excuse for sitting home in front of the television, wasting your days.
No excuse at all.
So when do you take your vacation?
We've got to fit it in there maybe in the winter.
I mean, gee whiz, there's no breathing room for the whole summer. No breathing room up until January 1st.
Yeah.
And then you don't have breathing room.
Yeah, January's a little bit easier for us, so... but you know what? I really enjoy it. I love what I do. I love the businesses down there. The merchants are really phenomenal. I can't speak high enough of them. I mean, these are small business owners that are working hard every single day, coming in early, working late, and yet they all help each other. They all support each other. They're all very positive.
And they're good sports. Just, they go along with everything.
They are so appreciative of the events that we put on. I mean, I just really, if you can get downtown, please make an effort to stop in those businesses, talk to the owners, because 90% of the time it's the owner that's at that cash register, and you know, you'll see how hard they're working.
And one more plug for the new bookstore opening up.
Yes, 400 block of 6th Street, Modern and Vintage Books. And that should be open, I'm hoping, by